They're providing us with all of the commercials that Russia used on its platform. But I think what's important for people to know is there are a couple real significant issues here. One is, of course, the paid advertising, which was designed not only to help Donald Trump or hurt Hillary Clinton, but more fundamentally to divide Americans, to pit one American against another on some very divisive issues. It's the kind of cynical campaign you would expect of having a KGB operative running a country. There's a lot we don't know yet about it. I think we know only the minimum of the advertising. And of course, advertising was only one method the Russians used on social media, and this was only one platform. But there's also an issue about the use of Facebook's algorithms and the way it tends to potentially reinforce people's informational bias. And this is a problem that goes well beyond Russia. But in one example, for if you were looking or interested in an article about Hillary Clinton's health, would the Facebook algorithms result in your seeing a lot more stories about Hillary Clinton's health and reinforce a misperception or inaccurate information? That is a far broader issue than Russia, but one that we really need to know a lot more about.
And that's a Facebook problem, not a Russia problem. I mean, that's a problem with their algorithm that keeps us all siloed in certain narrow areas.
Yes, that there's certainly a Russian implication because they use these algorithms to amplify misinformation or slanted information. But it's far broader, and we have to ask, is this in our society's interest to create these informational silos?
What's the impact, though, of these Russian Facebook ads? I mean, is anybody saying that they had any influence on the election that changed the outcome in any possible way? It seems a small amount to have done anything like that.
Well, first of all, that small amount is only what Facebook has thus far confirmed came directly out of Russia. They have acknowledged that they haven't looked or analyzed or completed a report yet on advertising Russia may have done through third countries. So Russia will use proxies in the Caucasus or other parts of Europe to potentially buy ads or amplify misinformation. And of course, this is just one platform the Russians were using. This has nothing to do with the Russian use of bots on Twitter. So look at the full extent of Russian use of social media. Was it in any way decisive or determinative? Hard to say because we really have so little information thus far about the extent